Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Officials in Florida say the hurricane death toll there has now reached 120 people. Many of the victims drowned when Hurricane Ian roared ashore. It brought water levels from storm surge to as much as 16 feet in some places. A new NPR Marist poll out today shows President Biden's approval ratings have risen to 44%. He'd been at 36% less than 3 months ago. NPR's Domenico Montanaro says the results come about a month out from this year's midterm elections.
More than 8 in 10 registered voters who responded in this survey say they definitely intend to vote. Republicans slightly higher than Democrats, but that's to be expected, but not really by a lot. The groups, though, that are the least enthusiastic about voting this fall are Black voters and young voters, who, of course, are pillars of the Democratic base, so a warning sign there for Democrats.
NPR's Domenico Montanaro reporting. French writer Annie Ernaux has won this year's Nobel Prize in Literature. NPR's Jivika Verma reports Ernaux is known for her writing that blurs the line between memoir and fiction.
Annie Ernaux often addresses issues of gender, class, and shame in her work. In the year 2000, she published Happening, a book about her backstreet abortion in 1960s France. Here she is reading from her 2008 memoir, The Years, a book about her own experience and the generation of women she grew up in.
Before the quarrels began with eternal enmity sworn, another great story emerged in fragments, intertwined with the one about war, the story of origins.
Her latest book, Getting Lost, is a diary that recounts her affair with a younger, married Russian diplomat. The 82-year-old is the 17th woman to win the prize since it began in 1901. Jivika Verma, NPR News.
Police in Thailand say an attacker has killed at least 37 people today in an attack on a daycare. Most of the victims are children. Thai police say the attacker used a knife and a gun. He also killed his wife and his own child before killing himself. Stocks are lower this morning as gasoline prices continue to climb. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down nearly 200 points in early trading.
AAA finds the average price of gasoline nationwide rose to nearly $3.87 a gallon. That's up about 3.5 cents overnight, following a decision by OPEC and its partners to scale back crude oil production next month. Gas prices were already climbing before the cartel's announcement, thanks in part to a series of refinery outages in Ohio and California. New claims for unemployment benefits rose last week. The Labor Department says 219,000 people applied for benefits, up from 190,000 the week before. Claims are still low by historical standards. The Federal Reserve is watching for any sign of cooling in the hot job market as it tries to bring down inflation. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR. The United Nations Human Rights Council has rejected a bid to hold a debate about alleged human rights abuses in China. This is based on a report the former UN human rights chief prepared, alleging China may have committed crimes against humanity in its treatment of ethnic minority Uyghurs. China has bashed the report. South Korea says it scrambled 30 fighter jets today after a dozen North Korean warplanes flew near the country's border. The action comes the same day that North Korea fired two more ballistic missiles into the sea. Nigeria's advertising regulator is suing Meta, the owner of Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram. The officials allege the outlets are publishing unapproved ads. Kate Bartlett reports the lawsuit seeks $70 million in fines.
The Advertising Regulatory Council of Nigeria says any ads they have not first vetted and approved are breaking the West African country's advertising laws. Therefore, ads published on platforms like Instagram and Facebook need to first be okayed by the regulator, local media reported the court filing as saying. The agency warned against unethical and irresponsible advertising without giving specific examples. A Meta spokesperson contacted by the Associated Press declined to comment on the lawsuit. Meta pays NPR to license NPR content. For NPR News, I'm Kate Bartlett in Johannesburg.
The Greek Coast Guard says it's looking for survivors after two vessels with migrants capsized in two separate incidents. At least 21 people have died in the incidents in the Aegean Sea. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.